That's lovely music. Wow, Chad. We are back. It's the movie show and more.
Just mixing it up a little bit.
I love it.
Gene Pitney.
Very nice. It fits the theme for today.
Yeah, why not?
It's beautiful. We are back. It's the movie show and more, and we're talking about new releases. But before we go there, we have very excited about our guests this week. We have two lovely ladies joining us. There's so much to talk about. So first of all, I'm just going to mention that you both are, am I correct to say that you're executive producers and co-founders of WET, Women's Expressive Theater. We have with us Sasha Eden and Victoria Pettibone.
Hi.
Am I saying your name right?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes, yes, and yes. That's fabulous.
And there's so much we're going to cover, some of the projects that the two of you work on and your fabulous presentation and production company. And we're going to talk about the Risk Takers film series. So there's so much to cover. So thank you for joining us. And Chad, let's go ahead and talk about the...
Oh, okay, we'll do that. Yeah. Another release this weekend, real quick,
yes,
is The Bank Job. This is actually based on a true 1971 heist that happened in England.
Yeah, Baker Street, London.
Baker Street in London. And you have some information there about this.
Yes, but I should caution readers that everything you're about to hear is entirely made up. It is actually apparently a true story, and there's some mystery surrounding it, because whereas ordinarily a massive bank robbery would be aggressively investigated, this investigation was shut down in government order, and the press in England, who suffer under some constraints that we don't hear in America, were given what's called a D-notice order in England, meaning you can't print anything about this under the British Official Secrets Act. No arrests ever resulted from this bank robbery. No money was ever recovered. And as Chad was pointing out off air, there is some suspicion that the British Intelligence Service, MI5, may have had something to do with this in response to budget cuts the previous year, apparently. Yeah. They were trying to augment there. I'm kidding about that part.
Gotcha. But, well, you never know.
You've been doing really good.
In this clip from The Bank Job, which opens nationwide this weekend, one of the guys who's like runs a little crew of criminals gets a tip about maybe doing this bank job.
I know you, Terry, and I know your mates. You've always been looking for the big score, the one that makes sense of everything. I have it for you.
What?
A bank.
A bank, as in rob. How would you know about a bank?
Wouldn't that be great? And if real life, when people told you interesting material, like a nice little violin chord came in or something, I would love that. I want my own like musical theater backdrop around me at all times.
Sometimes I tell myself that when I say something, I actually try to, I'm very animated because you could see right now how animated I am. But in radio, you have the habit of being over animated. And I think for years, some people say to me, tone it down. But in my head, I always sort of see like the band behind every once in a while. I feel like leading the parade, if you will. Do you guys do this?
Oh, I do it. I do it.
In my head, I have a full head of hair. That's why I'm so much better on radio than...
You know, amazing.
Weird radio historical trivia. Walter Winchell was like the biggest big shot in radio for decades in America. And he was really animated. And he came across just right on the radio from the sound of his voice. But what the audience couldn't see was that all that animation is in his voice was driven by bouncing around in his seat like an idiot. And then in the 1950s, they thought, wow, let's put this guy on television. He's so big on radio. And he lasted 2 weeks because the folks at home saw him and thought, does he have epilepsy or something?
Yeah,
he's like crazy.
No, it would not work, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of old timers, going back to the 50s, we're going to go back even further, shall we?
Let's go back even
to
further.
To 10,000 BC, the last big release this weekend. It's a love story that takes place, I think the time period is 10,000 BC. Let me check on
that. Why do you think that?
10,000 BC.
Not exactly sure. I've been told. Anyway, we'd play a clip from the film. However, there were really no clips, as it's all action and it doesn't make for good radio. So,
all the dialogue is along the lines of unga, unga,
exactly.
Unga.
It is from Roland Emmerich, who's made some really nice films, who does make some good films.
A lot of grunting.
A lot of grunting and people fighting. And there is a love story. Man. Like, he has to, there's like these warring tribes, and our hero has to get his damsel in distress.
I want to ask our guest. Yeah. Of the three movies we just talked about, College Road Trip, Bank Job, or 10,000 BC, which one are you going to see
Bank
this
Job.
Week?
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say Bank Job.
It sounds exciting and mysterious, and I'm intrigued. And the other two, not so much, not for me.
Because my movie choices are dictated by my kids. I think it's going to be College Road Trip. Mm-hmm. But my 6-year-old is going to be heartbroken to hear that Raven, that isn't her whole name. Yeah. She actually has another part to her name.
It's true. I'm going to go with College Road Trip only because it has Disney behind it. And that right there is good for who knows what. But Disney's powerful. And
what do we think is going to be number one?
No, College Road Trip.
Yeah, College Road Trip.
Yeah, College Road Trip.
Now, I'd see The Bank Job only because I'm a big fan of Jason Statham. I think he's a great actor. So that's the route I'd go. But I think it's going to be College Road Trip.
I predict that 10,000 BC will make about $10,000 in its opening weekend.
Yeah, I'm not expecting huge things from that either.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was wrong last week, so I'm not even going to guess. Because I thought, of course, The Other Bolin Girl would be number one. And maybe it will be number one next week.
Bolin movies are box office poison, I'm telling you.
He thinks it's still a sport film.
Wow.
All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Movie Show and More.